The West Bank government, led by the Western-backed acting Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas, has expressed its support to Egyptian authorities, shutting down of tunnels between the blockaded Gaza Strip and Egypt. Egypt sealed the tunnels last Sunday along with the Rafah crossing following the killing of Egyptian policemen near the border with Gaza. In a press conference held in Gaza, Hamas movement condemned the inciting statements by Mahmoud Abbas.
We assert that the tunnels between Gaza and Egypt are merely there as popular resistance by the Palestinians in Gaza to circumvent the Israeli blockade, which for several years has caused humanitarian disasters in Gaza. We also condemn the statements that were issued by some officials in the Palestinian Authority regarding the tunnels.
The Gaza population of over 1.5 million depends on tunnels for most of its goods, including food and fuel. Following the Egyptian crackdown on tunnels, there has been a sharp decrease in merchandise in Gaza's markets.
There are very little amounts of merchandise because of the closure of the tunnels. Anytime now, our stores could run out of food supplies.
Following the Egyptian revolution and the victory of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, positive steps were taken by Egypt to lift the blockade, including more working hours at the Rafah crossing. But for over a week now, Gazans fear that the blockade will be tightened again as tunnels were sealed.
We need the tunnels to start working again because most of our supplies come through them. If Egypt wants to close them, then they must first open all the crossings and lift the blockade.
Under the regime of Egyptian dictator Hosni Mubarak, the Gaza Strip was subjected to an Israeli-Egyptian blockade.
People here say that the Israeli blockade must be fully lifted before the closure of tunnels, which are considered by Palestinians in Gaza as their lifeline. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.